They followed him into a utilitarian lift, whose simple practicality left Jaina unprepared for the large, lavish room it opened onto. Pillars stretched before her, huge, ornate things that supported a ceiling that had been painted dark blue. Cleverly concealed optics winked and glittered, giving the illusion of a panorama of stars. It was faint now, during daylight hours, but Jaina knew that come nightfall, it would be beautiful. Circular windows running the length of the massive chamber let in slanting light. Sconces evenly spaced along the stone wall would provide light during the evening. The far wall was completely compromised of transparasteel and opened onto what would normally be the breathtakingly beautiful sight of the fountain. Now, of course, the sight was disturbing. Jaina wished they'd find a way to shut out the view, but there were no drapes or shutters. Chairs clearly designed for the comfort of humanoids ran the length of the room, but the center was left open.
"We have not had a verdict rendered here in centuries,"
Darima was saying as they stepped into the room.
"Now, this is where we host theatrical performances or conduct lectures."
His voice was wistful. He waved a gnarled hand and led them to the area of the chamber directly opposite the fountain. Three chairs were arranged on a marble dais, more chairs set to the side.
"Jedi Solo, you and Captain Calrissian will join me here. The rest of the governing elders will sit near us, so they may watch the proceedings. The two parties will be entering shortly."
Jaina sat down in the chair. While it was obviously designed for a larger frame than hers, it was still as comfortable as she had anticipated. Her legs dangled, but she was used to that. Besides, she hoped she wouldn't be sitting here long.
"So, what do we need to do?" she asked Darima.
"Listen," said Darima simply. "You know what is at stake here. You know what the fountain means to us. You know what the Treaty of Vantor stipulates. Listen to all who speak. You have certain abilities as a Jedi to determine guilt or innocence. You, Lando, are a good judge of beings. You've had to learn how to be, given your background."
"Hey," Lando said, bridling a little. "It used to be your background too, you know."
Darima chuckled slightly.
"No longer," he said. "But the two of you must judge fairly, if the ancestors are to be pleased with the outcome."
"We'll do our best," Jaina said simply.
She could sense other presences approaching now. One group felt similar to Darima. Concerned, angry, heartbroken, but resolute and calm at their centers. This had to be the rest of the elders. A wide set of doors toward the end of the hall slid open, and they entered, moving slowly but with dignity down the long center of the room toward their seats. She followed Lando's example and rose, regarding them. One of them, a female, seemed to be considerably older than the rest, and met Jaina's gaze with a deep, searching one of her own before settling down into her chair. She and Lando imitated her. Beside her, Darima leaned forward slightly in his chair, gripping his staff tightly, but otherwise displaying no agitation. Jaina could sense them now, these beings upon whom she was about to pass judgment. Dark side energy was wrapped about them like a shimmer silk cloak. Jaina could almost smell it as something physical, a scent that was almost pleasant, but too cloying to be, a rottenness that gave away the true nature of its power. She swallowed hard, remembering her last fight with Jason, knowing that with his death, that awful scent that was not a scent had ceased to permeate his soul. He had been dark and powerful, but there was a newness to his familiarity with the dark side. The beings, some human, some not, who were just on the other side of the door, had been steeped in it. This was an old, old stain.